Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Night. Now there's a concept. You gotta give God credit for coming up with that one. After almost universal acclaim for his first big thing, I'm talking about Let There Be Light, you gotta be bold as hell to have your sophomore effort be your big hit's opposite. Night? It simply was God's first big swing. And it worked. Weirdos came out of the woodworks to celebrate a time when charisma and looks were finally on an even playing field, and sex was back on the menu, boys!
This is a show about teenagers.
Looks like sex.
Back?
That was the Lord of the Rings Viagra tie-in campaign, right?
It was rough when sex was off the menu.
My God, we're never gonna play.
But I speak not of God's first big swing. Tonight, I speak of a less beloved consequence of God's at-bat. I speak of God's first bunt. The Hill Scare house was built insensibly. The architect, recently dumped because his dream house was too elegant for his boyfriend's consistently expressed Spartan taste, tore up the schematics, took a shot at Johnny Walker, and then indulged in that more Athenian practice, improvisation. Architects have limited imagination, the result of a curse, so he improvised the only way an architect could. He made a line. The Hill Scare house was built one segment after the other in a straight row, a style that would later be embraced by the caterpillar, the worm, and those little...
This house was before worms?
And those freckles on my foot that I used to think meant I was chosen for more. I was chosen for more. More pizza, that it is. Bwahaha. Instead of firm oak, the lumber of the Hill Scare house was made of weird maple, a wood infused with weird sap, which I'll tell you all about later if you're nice to me. Instead of normal windows, the builders of the Hill Scare house went with permanent ice, which was sold to the contractor as the cheaper option because it can never melt, unlike regular glass, which the salesman insisted could. Even the front door was touched by the strange. To unlock it, you had to... jiggle the keys back and forth while pulling in the knob. The architect lived only a few months in his dream house, before tragically being forced out because it was a bummer and the smell of the walls made wine taste bad. He made sure the next tenants were neither eager for joy nor easily dissuaded from drink. Thus, teachers. To attract the recent college graduates into the profession, the local high school, My Mommy is a Wonder Mom High, offered free lodging at Hillscare for new teachers' first year of employment. Decade after decade, the Hillscare house was stuffed with first-year teachers, making a soft landing into adulting, a concept invented by the elves and given to the humans in exchange for the concept of the Academy Awards.
Tim, did you play Mad Libs with yourself?
That's part of the process. One night, let's say 20 years ago today, a particularly plucky crop of Hillscare teachers were desperate to show their students that they weren't boring old farts like Mrs. McMillan or Mr. Reese. They invited their top students to Hillscare for a test prep party, which was sold as a chill way to prepare for the SATs with a brief pause to watch the premiere of the video for Lady Marmalade. To sweeten the deal, the whole evening had pizza. Yeah, pizza. And not Jerry's Pizza, literally fucking Vachi's Pizza. You guys know Vachi's? It's like that new place on the Pike that only does three types of pizza, but they're all so good and like classic Italian. 12 students entered a home of 5 teachers. No one was heard from again. 20 years later, the Hillscare house is boarded up and abandoned. Vines creep over its icy windows, which never melted. No squirrel runs through its yard, nor bird perch on its dilapidated awning. It smells of dust and weird sap, which, since you've been so nice to me, I can tell you, gives you more of a Thursday high. You are outside of the Hillscare house. You have been dared. And Pam ran in about 5 minutes before. She was so excited to get in that she ran ahead from all of you. And now you are all in front of the Hillscare house.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.